to you by Puffin.
Super Ghost. Written by Greg James and Chris Smith.
And read by Greg James and Chris Smith. Shall we start?
Let's get on with it.
It's very good.
I know, enjoy. Prologue. The last stand of Doctor Extraordinary. Don't worry, the hero doesn't die at the end of this story. He dies right at the beginning.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's an unexpectedly sad opening for this kind of book, isn't it? I mean, it looks like a lot of fun. There's a load of pandas on the cover and everything. And then we go hitting you with that kind of sentence right at the start. Well, sorry, but this is a story about a ghost. And you don't become a ghost without, well, you know. But fear not, we will be here all the way through to make sure things don't get too miserable. And the pandas show up a bit later. You'll love the pandas. They do a little dance. It's brilliant. Just wait. But, as the old saying goes, before you meet the dancing pandas, you've got to get through the sad part. So strap yourself in for a dramatic prologue, because as this story starts, Paragon City is under attack. Cue the stirring music. It's hard to write stirring music down. You can try and imagine it. And actually, you're doing quite well, Greg.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, do you want some more?
Yeah, here comes a good bit. You know Paragon City, right? With its tall skyscrapers and busy harbour, set beside the sparkling waters of Lake Sunrise. Paragon City, famous for its excellent seafood and the scenic walks you can take on the slopes of the nearby Shadow Mountains. Oh, and it's also famous because it's constantly under attack from a very evil villain called Captain Chaos. But luckily, Paragon City has a protector. Or at least, it used to have one. Which brings us back to the sad thing that's about to happen. Where were we? Ah yes, Paragon City was under attack. And this is the part of the story where the hero comes in. So please imagine the stirring music swelling to a climax at this point as the camera pans across the surface of a lake and the sound of jet engines builds. Swoosh! A massive plane has just zoomed right above us. Everyone in the cinema goes, ooh, and bursts into spontaneous applause. The superhero has just made his big entrance. Dr. Extraordinary glanced down at the controls of his supercharged plane, the gleaming black extra jet, as it skimmed across the surface of Lake Sunrise, golden in the early morning light. He adjusted one of his silver-edged black leather gauntlets, known simply as gloves to us non-superheroes, and nudged the joystick forward just a fraction, bringing the jet's underside so close to the lake that the twin engines shot up a rainbow of spray. That'll look amazing on the TV news, he thought to himself. He reached up and clicked a button on the side of his large black flight helmet, which had a stylized letter E on the front.
What are we dealing with today, Holiday?
He asked calmly. His earpiece crackled.
Multiple blasts detected in the northern quarter of Paragon City, Doctor,
replied the voice of Professor Lana Holiday from the control centre back at Extraordinary HQ.
I'm not sure what the threat is just yet, but we can't rule out, well, the usual.
Giant robot,
said Dr. Extraordinary with a slight sigh.
I mean, it might not be a giant robot on this occasion,
said the professor in his ear, attempting to sound cheery and convincing.
Let's face it, Holiday, it's going to be a giant robot,
said the hero of Paragon City. Bluey-white bolts of electrical current crackled around his gloved hands as he eased back on the joystick and the extra jet rose above the burnished lake surface. Suddenly, the skyscrapers and bustling port of Paragon City were spread out before him with the dark mountains beyond. Through the windscreen, he could make out a large smudge of green directly in the city centre, the huge expanse of Paragon Park. And, beyond the park, a thick, inky plume of black smoke rose into the pure morning sky.
It's always a giant robot,
muttered Dr. Extraordinary resignedly, gunning the engines to urge the squat jet forward and hurrying, as usual, to the rescue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?